Shalom to all. We're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Achrei Mos. The Parsha begins recounting that Nadav and Avihu, Aaron's sons, had died because they brought Ketores in the Kodesh Kedoshim and they weren't allowed to. Moshe Rabbeinu is told to instruct Aaron when he is allowed into the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Pesukim then go on to describe the Yom Kippur Avodah in great detail with the two goats, Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel, different karbonos Aaron brings for himself and his family in Klal Yisrael, and as part of that procedure, bringing the Ketores into the Kodesh Kedoshim is also mentioned. Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of the 7th month. It's called Shabbos Shabbosim, the Shabbos of all Shabbosim. No work is done, and it's the eternal day of atonement. Next, we learn about the Isra. Bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. One is Chayav Kares for doing so. Next, we learn about the severe Isra of eating blood. The Nefesh, life force of all living beings, is in the blood, and therefore one may not eat it. Furthermore, one must cover the blood of any wild animal or bird that's shechted. That's a mitzvah known as Kisui Adam. The Parsha then goes on to mention, in great detail, all the forbidden relationships, Isra of Arias. However, beforehand, a number of introductory psukim warn us not to follow in the ways of the Egyptians and Canaanites. These are the most degenerate of all nations. We lived among the Egyptians, and we're going to be going to Canaan, and we have to ensure not to learn from their ways or even follow their customs, such as going to theaters and stadiums, as Rashi explains. We're reminded to follow Hashem's laws. They bring us life in the next world, and that Hashem is Neman L'Shalim Schar. He's trusted to pay us that which we're deserving of. A detailed list of Arias follows. Mother, father's wife, sister, sister-in-law, aunt, granddaughter are just a few that we learn about. One is not allowed to give their child over to Melech, and Avodah Zarah in which the priests take the child and walk him in between two bonfires. One is not allowed to lie with a man as one does with a woman, and one may not lie with an animal. We are cautioned not to contaminate ourselves or the land through such perversions and abominations, because it causes the land to vomit us out. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.